everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. We're so happy you are here today. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're just delighted to be able to be live today. We apologize for the rerun last week. However, we never apologize for rerunning Merlin. And he chose the show from February a year ago that was all about magic. Magic and miracles. And don't we all need some magic and some miracles right now? I think just about the whole world needs that. So we're happy to have you here, and let's get started.
Hello, dear one. This is Merlin.
Merlin. Merlin, wonderful. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Merlin is our major support person, and we are so grateful. So, we have Cindy on the line, ready to get started?
Indeed, I am.
Okay. Thank you for being here, Merlin.
My pleasure, dear.
Okay, first question. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is he keeping him sort of around so he can keep an eye on him and get info out of him to help for the good?
He is indeed.
Okay. And then Cuba's new president, Miguel Díaz-Manuel, is he a good guy?
Yes.
Yay. In Arizona, we have a representative, Tom O'Halloran. Is he a good guy?
Mixed.
Mixed. Okay. I'm going to try to pronounce the man's last name. Giuliani. He's joined Trump's legal team. Is he a good guy?
Yes.
And then Trump's attorney, Cohen, all of his laptops, computers, everything were taken by the FBI. Who decided to have this done?
The deep state.
And they have Judge Kimba Wood, who is officiating, who is going to hear the case. But she has a lot of ties, like when George Soros was alive and many other deep state things. Will she be removed from hearing the case?
Most likely.
Okay. And then General McMaster's father died in suspicious manner. Was he murdered?
Only if it was a day that ends in Y.
Okay. Okay. And then Nancy Pelosi. Q had old information about her, tying her to North Korea. Is this going to blow up in her face big time?
It has already started, dear.
Okay. With her health and the vibrations on the planet getting stronger, will she soon be leaving her body?
No, just yet, dear.
Okay. Cindy, the North Korea thing and Pelosi, how will that play out? Let's see if we can find that out, if we can.
Well, information is going to continue to come out about her involvement. That's how.
Okay. And then Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, where is
she?
Is he good or bad? He's saying they're not going to press charges against Trump, if I remember correctly.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy?
Yes.
Yay. Okay. And then Prime Minister Abe of Japan was over here with a meeting with Trump. Was Trump telling him, look, at the game's over with, start talking, or what was going on in there that you're able to tell us?
Abe is trying to negotiate terms of surrender.
Ah. Did that work out in his favor?
Not exactly, dear.
Oh, goody. the CDC...
So, wait,
yes,
Cindy. Okay, so since Abe is a bad guy, does Trump... Is Trump really clear that this is a nasty, and so Trump has pretty much told him where the train ends, so to speak?
He has given him parameters that he can operate within, let's say.
Okay. Okay, so Abe has to toe the line to some degree in order to stick around and not be in big, big trouble publicly? Is that
correct?
Correct. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Cindy.
So is he going to help Trump by giving names?
Well, that's a possibility. That negotiation hasn't been concluded.
Okay. Now, I know, like, Abe is a puppet, and the Clintons and the Bushes are puppets. Now, were the Rothschilds and the Rockefeller puppets also?
No, they were string pullers.
Okay, is there anybody above the Rothschilds and Rockefellers?
Yes.
Are they getting... Trump, Putin, and X, I'll call him X of China, are they getting close to taking those people down?
Those people being those above the Rothschilds?
Yes.
No.
Do they even know who these people are?
Well, there's a problem with the quote unquote people you're speaking about. They are better known as one individual by the name of Satan.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is Satan physically on Earth?
At times.
Oh, okay. So, I'm not sure how to word this. Will there come a time where this being Satan no longer has any influence on the earth?
Correct.
Okay. And that would be the, but he would possibly still have influence later on what would be called the 3D earth?
In a kind of way, yes.
Okay. It's now coming out that the CDC and the USA has conflict of interest on approving drugs because they have patents on many drugs. How soon is this going to start hitting the public?
It has already started.
Okay. When will it start rolling uphill really fast so the average American who has not woken up yet will wake up?
That average American you're speaking of is being bombarded on all sides with information to help him wake up.
Yeah, okay. And then there was a Southwest Airlines where the engine failed and shrapnel came into the plane, and the one woman was partially sucked out the window, and passengers on the plane got her back in, but she died, and she was a Wells Fargo Bank VIP. And it's also been reported that 2 days before, the plane had had supposedly maintenance done on it. So was this the deep state taking this woman out and killing her by doing something to the engine, knowing where she was going to be sitting on the plane?
Bingo.
And what was she going to talk, or why did they
do this?
Yes, she was
going to spill the beans.
Okay. Has she given the information to anybody else so they can spill the beans?
Cindy?
Yes?
Let's see if we can develop this a little bit, because you've hit
sure.
something that I hadn't touched on. Being a high-level Wells Fargo employee, what kind of beans was she going to spill? What did she know that they didn't let out?
Corruption in Wells Fargo.
Okay, that she specifically had witnessed or experienced?
Experienced.
Okay.
Can you elaborate on what type of corruption?
Theft of money from patriots of the bank.
Okay.
The bank client?
Yes, bank client.
Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Were these clients specifically targeted because they were strong Trump supporters or for some other reason that would put them in the patriot community?
Well, let's just say they weren't going along with the New World Order's plan.
Okay. Okay, and they must have been known for that. They were vocal. They were,
yeah.
Okay. And so she knew what she needed to expose. Okay.
Did she pass any of this information on to someone else as protection
no.
to get it out?
No.
Oh, bummer. Okay. Will somebody else find the information?
Experience is hard to find, shall we say.
I did not catch that.
She had experiences of the corruption.
Okay.
You can't duplicate that.
Oh, okay. Okay. The Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt, it seems like they're going after him now because of money he has spent flying to different places and having his aides go to different places on the taxpayers' money. Is Scott Pruitt a good guy or a bad guy or what?
He's a good guy. That's why they're going after him.
Okay. With Trump, there are women coming out and saying that they've had an affair with Trump when he was married. Well, is this true, or are they just making it all up?
That boy's way too clever to have done that.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So are the women being paid?
I asked about that one. And I already asked about
So, Cindy, so are these women being chosen? Are these women being chosen and paid to do this and are willing to do it because they're maybe anti-Trump and they had some contact with him somewhere? So is that what's going on?
Yes, they're being paid by guess who?
Oh, yeah, right.
The Democrats.
Good old Democrats.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And I already asked about the real reason why the FBI took Cullen's files. Did I ask that already?
Not exactly, but it's called harassment.
Ah, okay. And is this the Democrats doing this?
Yeah, you could say the Democrats. You can say the agents for the New World Order. You can say Satan. All the same.
Okay. Okay. And there seems to be some, and it could be totally wrong, differences between Nikki Haley and President Trump. She's our ambassador. I think it's a UN ambassador. Is this just the false fake news, or is this saying Trump's doing intentionally and Nikki's in on it? What?
They're weaving a little web to catch some bad guys.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, Soros's foundation, they're getting kicked out of Hungary. And other countries are looking to do the same. Will this start happening worldwide with the foundations that were his when he was alive?
Yes.
Okay. Will his universities also be told to leave?
Yes.
Okay. Will McCabe be indicted with, let's say, in the next 30 days?
In that general time frame, yes.
Will it be the same for Comey?
Sooner.
Oh, sooner. Yeah. Nobody showed up for his book sales autograph signing. Had to sort of laugh at that one. They're saying that they've got enough information to indict Hillary, which I know she's not alive. But will this actually happen? The name be indicted?
There's some chance that'll happen, but most likely not.
Okay. The double will probably die before then?
Oh, the double will die? Or be... No? No. He says no. So, since Hillary's not here on the planet, who are they going to indict? Who are they going to prosecute? This is a big kind of a problem for them? Have they figured out a solution, or are they going to do a fake death and this to get her out of prosecution that way, or they don't have to do it, or what? Is there any plan?
I'm sorry to say for the doubles, but the plan is for her to die.
Oh. So will she be prosecuted too, or just be taken out?
Just taken out.
She'll be taken out. The devil will be taken out.
And then they'll drop the whole...
And publicize that death and make it seem like it's Hillary.
Yeah.
And then they don't have to do any prosecuting.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So Mueller's a good guy. Is that accurate?
He's a mixed bag.
Okay, because there's rumors floating around Trump's going to fire him.
That's a possibility, but You know, those two have been putting on a play for the world now for quite some time.
Okay. So, and Trump knows Mueller.
Wait, Cindy. So since Mueller's a mixed bag, and he and Trump have been basically have formulated a plan and carrying it out, if Mueller's a mixed bag, can he be trusted to carry out his part of the plan? Or is he going to mess it up somewhere along the way and go against Trump? Or how smart is he?
Let's just put it this way. Trump has him by the short hairs.
Ah. Trump has something on him that allows pressure to play the play right, huh?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Google employees have been finding out some of the nasty stuff is Google is doing, and now they're starting to get pissed off, and they're revolting against Google. Is this going to be escalating within the Google Corporation?
Yes, what you're witnessing is the implosion of Google.
Will this start happening with Facebook?
It will be different with Facebook, but yes.
And how will it be different with Facebook?
There are those who know where all the skeletons in Facebook are, and they will be dragging them out, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. And just a moment. Will this be happening within the next month or two, or
in that general time frame? Yes.
Okay. And then it looks like, but I'm not sure, that some of the major media is starting to wake up and see how they're cutting their own throats because people aren't paying attention to them. And now they're starting to call certain stories like, hey, this is a fake story and we know it. Are they doing this because they're waking up or just to get people to come back and pay attention to them?
The latter.
Okay. Thought so. And then why is the New York Attorney General trying to override Trump's pardons that Trump has been doing?
They're not on the same side.
Okay. Will he be able to get this? Will this not happen?
He will prevail.
The New York Attorney General will prevail, or Trump will?
Your wonderful president will prevail.
Okay. And then around the world, if you go to different websites, news sites and things, people are revolting against their governments. France, Nicaragua, South African countries, all over the world. This is just going to keep escalating. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
And is this because the frequencies are rising on the planet?
This is because the light has won.
Okay, yes. There was a new spacecraft sent up today. It's TESS. What would they say is to look for other planets that have life on them? What is that spacecraft really?
For monitoring.
Monitoring what?
humanity.
So is it going to, is that for the bad guys or the good guys?
Good guys.
Oh, it's for the good guys. Yes, that's nice to hear. Cobra has been talking about Sector 504. Is this off-world or on the surface of Earth, Sector 504?
It's not on the planet.
Okay, so...
Cindy, let's find out if we can its significance, okay, 504? Hold on.
This was one of the last places where the dark side was. It was one of their strongholds, shall we say.
So it's like that word was.
So it's like taking out the L, all the L's, the last one to go.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Yes, it's a big deal.
So are there any more sectors that need to be cleared out?
Nothing significant.
Okay. So, okay. So here's an oddball question. They use the term Thor's hammer that the Palladians or somebody like that was given permission to use. And by my understanding, it only targets negative frequency. Is that accurate?
Yes.
So they've only been given permission to use it off-world?
So far.
Oh, I like that. I was saying, come on, we could use it on the surface, too, and maybe if there's an... And how are they doing clearing out the bases underground and in the ocean? Are those pretty much all gone?
They're within a hair of being complete.
Okay. And then the UV radiation seems to be getting higher. Is this good?
It's as a result of the increasing frequencies of the sun and your entire solar system.
Okay. And talking about our sun, they have that, the bad guys put up that fake sun in front of our sun. That's what I've read, is, and I've seen pictures of it supposedly. Is that true? That's what we see and not the real sun?
Not at all times, sometimes.
Okay. When will that be deactivated or destroyed?
Before a year has gone by.
Okay. Then I think it was Mr. B's 33333 or the secure team. Someone found on Google Earth off of part of the Antarctica in the water, it looked like the cones that they put in the roads to block traffic, so they have to stay, let's say, in the left lane. They can't be in the right lane. But it was sort of shaped like that, but a whole bunch of them, like one nested into another. What is that? It's not natural.
No, it's not natural. It's an antenna.
For the bad guys or the good guys?
For the good guys.
Okay, because I'm trying to remember. They also, so that was one guy, Mr. B. We'll say Mr. B, 33. Then on the secure team 10, people were sending in pictures, and it was like the same cones in the ocean, but up in the sky, like they could see him up in the sky. Was that just a reflection, or was that something they just happened to see and record?
No, it wasn't a reflection. It was structures that have been placed there.
By the good guys?
Yes.
Okay, this was up in the sky.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and then about 4 days ago, 3 to 5 days ago, from the International Space Station, their camera's going on 24/7 unless they cut off the feed. What was shown was that the Earth was totally blanketed with like a white fog. Almost the total Earth. What was that?
Higher frequencies sent by the central sun.
Oh, okay. So was that helping raising the frequency?
Absolutely.
And that was like a forerunner, like the pink haze that surrounded the Earth about 2 weeks ago that was seen from the International Space Station?
Leading up to, yes.
Okay, so more and more of this is going to happen where it'll be recorded. It could be white, it could be pink, it could be purple. Will more of this start happening where they'll find it from the International Space Station?
Yes, they will.
Okay. And you know my friend who I dearly love? Is she still in her body, or has she left yet?
Hasn't left yet.
Okay. Okay. And then I was told earlier today, one of my questions that was asked to you, that is it just focus on intention? Because I've been told before 5 to 10 days, and 10 days have passed as of today. Do you see, other than I'm holding my intention, that this will happen before the end of the month, end of April?
Do I see what?
Pardon? If the money can be accessed?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm not in any panic mode. I'm just calm. I've been looking for work, haven't had a job offer yet. So I should just stay how I am, being calm, cool, and collect, because this money will be released to be able to be literally accessed and taken out of the bank account before the end of April of this year.
Correct.
Okay. And then my one question. Okay. Last time you had said about 3 weeks ago, we only needed approximately 0.88% of the frequency to rise in people on the Earth. Where are we at now on that?
I think what you wanted to say was that we needed 0.88% more of the people to raise their frequency.
Yes. And how are we, where are we at now on that?
Where are we at on that now?
Yeah.
Two-thirds of that number.
Yes.
So if I divide 0.88 by 3 and then times that by 2, we only need one of the one-third left or two-thirds left?
Two-thirds.
So,
okay.
So it's about 0.6 left.
Okay. Come on, people. Okay. I've been reading, I love Dolores Cannon's books. They're so fascinating and so mind-expanding. And she talks about the first wave, the second wave, and the third wave. Due to my age bracket, would I be one of those first wave people?
Dear one?
Yes.
You may not like this answer, but if you will let it sink in, it will thrill you. You're one of the ones who's going to stick around and help those who are not yet proceeded, shall we say.
Could you say that again, please?
He says you're one of the ones that's going to stick around and help those who, he says, have not yet proceeded.
So when this wonderful event happens, I'm not going to go right away. I'm going to stick around.
Yeah, because you're a brave one.
Okay, so here's a question. Hey, if I'm going to stick around, about how long am I sticking around?
How long? What?
Okay, so maybe Dolores Cannon, about how long will I be sticking around?
A matter of weeks.
Oh, okay. It's not 2 or 3 years. Okay.
No.
Cindy?
So,
Cindy?
Yes?
Cindy, we have someone. Carol has called in. Can you go on mute so I can take Carol and then we'll come back to you? Okay.
Sure.
Okay, so you hold on. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. There was a really tragic accident here where I live involving a skid steer and a bucket. Death was involved. I'm asking if you could help with a healing for the people that were involved in this.
Done.
Thank you. Very, very much. I'm sure they'll appreciate it, and I appreciate it.
You're entirely welcome.
Thank you. I'm being connected to my sacred soul union partner through this call. Can you tell me if he'll be here after Memorial Day or before?
Let me ask somebody who knows. Will he be here before Memorial Day or after?
I assume you're asking me.
I am.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
He'll be here sooner. He'll be sooner than you think.
Okay. I talk to him all the time. Is he picking up on that?
Yes, my dear.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have a brother named Virgil who loses his bodily functions all the time, and then they can't get him into a rest home for 6 months. Is there any way that can be speeded up? His wife is just worn out from trying to take care of him.
Can it be speeded up?
Yeah, that was my question. Or something done anyway.
What he's really asking is to go home.
I've kind of picked up on that, so it doesn't make any difference in whether it's speeded up or not. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying that, and I'm saying telling him that you give him permission to go home will be extremely helpful, and for her to do the same.
I can do that?
You can do that, yes.
All right, thank you.
You think I'm talking to some insignificant minion?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Merlin says, do you think that he is talking to some insignificant minion?
No, I don't, but thank you for that, Merlin. I needed that. But I don't think the wife would understand, so I'll just have to ask my brother's input. He would understand. And I guess that's all my questions. I thank you so much for being here. Much appreciated. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, Carol, you're welcome. Namaste. Okay. Cindy, you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here you go.
Merlin, Mary said she could help me get really good quality for a very good price of CBD oil. So I do not know if she gets 200 milligrams, 250 milligrams, or 400 milligrams. I'm using it for my teeth and gums because I have a couple broken molars. And so which one should I get that I can afford?
If that is not
in my price range and I have to get a lower one, what could I get?
Cindy, I told you I'd get back to you with this. What I have accessible is 1,000 milligrams, and it's cheaper than anything else you mentioned. So just hang on, okay?
Okay, great. And then any of the three jobs that I have applied for, will I be getting any of these jobs, or will I need the job?
You may get one of them, but you won't need it.
Okay.
Okay, Cindy.
The one that I made, yes.
Cindy, we have Rebecca on the line. Can you hang on?
Sure can.
Okay, Rebecca, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, dear.
I have, hello. My ex crossed over a couple of years ago. He was asleep on the other side. Is there anything that he needs to tell me so we can kind of just, you know, energetically part ways?
He says,
hello?
When you're daydreaming, he comes and is available to you. If you call his name, you will connect with him, and you can ask him anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And then one other thing. My best friend crossed over on Saturday. He's still in the dark, isn't he?
He's still in review, yes.
So just continue to talk to him, and hopefully he can hear me, you know, to help him on.
Yes, he can hear you.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much, and I appreciate everything that you do for us.
Most welcome, dear.
Okay, bye.
Namaste.
Thank you, Rebecca. Okay, Cindy, you back?
Oh, okay. This question is for my friend Velvet. Her ex, who was in her life approximately 6 years, he will not leave her. He's come back sort of like, and he will not leave her alone. Is there a way to, she has no interest, she's been there, she's done that, but what can she do to make it sink into him like, goodbye, go away, don't come around, don't call? His name is Josh.
She simply has to not be available for anything.
Okay, because she's hoping to be told that she has a big RV, a fifth-wheeler. She's hoping to get in at a different location, that she'll get a call by the end of the month. Will that space become available for her? Because this way he won't know where she's living anymore?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So that will help her,
Cindy,
to have him not be around. Yes?
Cindy, have her block his number on her phone. I understand that the text blocking is different, but you can just delete text. You don't have to answer them. That may help.
He keeps buying disposable cell phones, so she never knows what his number is. Once his time runs out, he goes and buys a different one and gets a different phone number. So he's a little sneaky.
Yes, I get that.
Okay.
Ask me,
and
I will help.
Please, she's given me permission to do this for her. Will you please help him to just let go of her and leave her alone?
Done.
She has a beautiful heart. She is so sweet. And then a question back to me, of course. Since I'm going to be hanging around for a little while, will I get to be physically hanging around with Francois?
Yes, dear.
Will it be in the United States, in France?
France.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Oh, Merlin, thank you so much for being here tonight. I'm really grateful. That's all I can think of at the moment, Mary and Merlin.
That's perfect,
no,
Cindy.
Oh. Okay, Merlin, did you want to tell me anything else before I say namaste?
Intention is everything.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, I have a couple of questions, Merlin. The whole situation in Syria with the supposed chemical attack. A lot of the truth community is saying there was no chemical attack, certainly not by the existing government, and that the whole thing was fake. Is that true, or did the cabal do it?
The whole thing was a false flag.
Okay.
Set up to generate fear.
Yeah. Okay, so there was no chemical attack. Okay.
No.
All right. Correct. Okay. What about the fire on the 50th floor of the Trump Tower a few days or a week ago? What was, I think it was the 50th floor. What was that about?
Harassment.
Okay. Does anybody live there, or were those offices?
Offices.
Offices. Was anybody injured or anything, or just, no?
Just material.
Okay. Was that a Trump office or some other company?
Both.
Both. Okay. But nothing really serious?
Correct.
Okay, good. Okay. And then there's a report of a big fire at Jeffrey Epstein's Island. The pedophile location in the Caribbean. Is that true?
It is true.
Okay. Is it a major message to Jeffrey? Like, stop what you are doing?
It's called knock it off.
Yeah. Okay. Like, it's about time, for goodness sakes. Now, it's the wall between Mexico and the U.S. It's being built right now, as I understand it. It's in, under construction. But it's not just to keep out illegals who need to get their own countries to support them, but there's been a huge amount of human trafficking and organ stealing and selling and businesses like that that are very bad that's been going on that I haven't been aware of. I think most people wouldn't be.
That is so. That is the major problem that your wonderful president is trying to stop.
Absolutely. And all that's been talked about for years is the illegals that do bad things and get deported and then come back and so forth. And, yeah, that is a legitimate reason to have a wall. But the other is worse, is it not? Yes. Okay. Got it. So that's the real reason. Okay, was Trump recruited by the military, or they were going to do a coup against Obama? Is there truth in that?
Some truth, some fanciful thinking.
Okay. So it could have been a factor in Trump making the decision to run. All right. Very good. Our time is very short. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners? And we're so appreciative of you being here, Merlin.
Hold the course. Now is not the time to bail out on manifesting and generating that which you want.
Okay. And you're talking about magic and manifestation and miracles.
Yes,
because that's your specialty, which is wonderful. Okay. Very, very good. All right. If there's nothing else at this point, thank you so very much, Merlin, for being here. We are very grateful, and you are awesome as always. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.